Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You heard him on the phone, and we'll hold him to it. He's with me now. How are you, TC?
I'm doing good, man. I'm at Minnehaha SMB watching. They got
you watching that game?
Yeah, man.
Who's winning, Park Center or who won? Park Center or Minnehaha?
Oh, man. Minnehaha won, man.
Did they big?
Yeah, it was big, man. What I'm talking about is a lot of people here. It's good for the state, for their school in the state of Minnesota that they got two star players coming with LeBron James' son and, you know, the other head over there, boy. So it's great, man.
So give me a quick summation of the game, because Park Center at one time was ranked number one in the state with James Ware coaching and Dang Danga. But it sounds like Minnehaha had too much for him tonight.
Oh, man, it looked like David and Goliath.
Really? Those football legs are back. They got their basketball legs under them now, huh?
Yeah, they got their basketball legs on. They looked pretty sweet tonight. They looked perfect at home, just like you're supposed to be. When you're home, it's your home turf. You're supposed to come out and perform like this.
Now, Jalen Suggs was talking about announcing either today or tomorrow where he's going. Did he do that yet?
He's going to do that tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be tomorrow as part of that presentation, huh?
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to do tomorrow at the Target Center.
How good a football player is he?
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. Watching this kid, seeing this kid, this is truly a blessed kid that can do any and everything on the football field and basketball court. So I'm dying to see where he decides where he's going to go.
Yeah, somebody told me, everybody thinks him as a quarterback. They said, would he be a good safety? You're a safety. How good would he be?
Hey, you can't compare him to TC. You know that, Mike.
No. But I'm just saying, how good could he be?
Oh, he could be a great safety because he got range, he got great vision, and he could catch. Not only that.
Yeah, that's
playing the quarterback position is kind of easy because with him being a quarterback, he can understand the route recognition.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. He'd recognize them quick and figure out what they're trying to do to him. Now, the Vikings lost two defensive backs today to neck injuries. I've never seen anything like this. Mike Hughes and Mackenzie Alexander are both out. Hughes is out for the season if they play beyond this week. Alexander out for now. They signed Marcus Sherrills. Tell me, Tyrone, tell Viking fans, what does this mean to not have Mackenzie Alexander and Mike Hughes on your roster on Sunday against Drew Brees?
Man, I thought not. There's something new to me.
Yeah, this just happened.
You know what I say? That's new to me. You're not having your weapon, but I tell you what, Matt, this is why you create a 53-man roster.
Yep.
Because when one goes down, the next man, that shouldn't be nothing. Because somebody should be waiting in the wrapper for their number call. And that's to me. But for to see both of your starting, one was a starting corner, one is a nickel, two guys you know you're going to need with Drew Brees, man, that's a headache for a minute. But at the same time, they got to understand this. This is a team sport. And with a team sport and defense at the same time, they got to all be together. If it's not like that going over there to New Orleans with Drew Brees, which they know what they're up against, this is number three matchup. The first two was up and down as it is, and now it's the third one.
Yep.
I was already saying I'm feeling Vikings going to upset them because of the implication of what happened. It's a fair shot. Defense wins championship. If Minnesota defense can show what took us down to the NFC championship 2 years ago, I think they have a good match.
But okay, so now you got Trey Waynes and Xavier Rhodes out there. Xavier struggled with his confidence some this year, and you got Michael Thomas, a nightmare matchup for some. Can they play a whole game? What has to happen here, and what can be expected of Marcus Sherrills coming back again?
Well, you talk about Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes, those two first-round corners, them your starting corners. You should be having you should be nervous at all when you know they have the experience to do it.
Yeah, two first-rounders. That's right. You paid them to lock down, right?
Exactly. And at the end of the day, what you did in the regular season is over. This is the postseason. It's 0-0. Whatever. They really got it. David Rose, he got to play. Trey Wayne, they know they got to play. Coach Drew Brees, they know they're from the Thor. They got to stop Thomas.
Yes. It's just, you know, you think about this, Tyrone, the Vikings have been incredibly healthy this year. I mean, they haven't had injuries. Gideon's the only one, and he doesn't play that much because they run the nickel all the time. I mean, it's almost been uncanny how healthy they've been, and then to have this happen right before they face Drew Brees. Now, what will Drew Brees do with this information? How does a guy like that disseminate, okay, these two guys are out, now I do what?
Well, they know we shorthanded in the secondary, and if you was a smart coach, what would you do? You would spread them out. Put some guys that ain't been in the game, haven't got that experience, and explore them. In the playoffs, it's all about matchups. And offensive coordinator want to create that matchup, that mismatch, so they can attack it. Minnesota got to understand that that can happen, and they got to have a defense and a scheme to fit their personnel that can play. That's the thing. That's how I look at it.
So now you spread them out, and they throw Anthony Harris out there, and they throw Sendejo out there, and Harrison Smith, obviously the starters, and Sendejo comes in, maybe Javon Kearse some. Can they pick up the slack one-on-one, or are you gonna go right at those guys and try to make them cover Thomas?
Well, I tell you what, you mentioned a key thing to me. You said Kearse, right?
Hmm?
You got Trey Wayne at the corner. When they go to nickel, Kearse has been playing this year. Kearse has been the top nickel in the inside. To me, he's been making a lot of plays as of late.
Yeah.
Bro, that shouldn't raise no eyebrows for the coaches. They know a guy that they can put in there and could get him through. The thing what as a coach has to understand, well, the thing you got to understand about this game, every game has its own implications. And when that game presents itself, you got to make sure you're creating that mismatch and understanding what you second-hand on, you shorthanded on defense. That defensive scheme, that game plan, has to work with the personnel grouping that you have, what these guys do as well.
Oh, boy. This was it was going to be tough enough, but you throw this in. Now I assume you're going to try to run the football, Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison, and you're going to try to use the clock, maybe go short passing game, so that you don't give them that many opportunities that quickly. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, that's supposed to be the fair assumption in the first place. So you got to keep Drew Brees off the field. You got to keep Drew Brees off the field. If you can keep Drew Brees off the field, you have a better chance of winning that game. And that meaning you can't keep those long drives. And the offense, they can't go three and out. They got to prolong drives. They got to get more than three and four first downs every time they get in possession to me. They can't be three and out with Drew Brees. Not at home. Not there.
Well, let me give you the good news then. Because Dalvin Cook is back. Alexander Mattison's back. Adam Thielen is healthy now. I mean, their offense is probably as healthy as it's been all season. There's some things you should be able to do with that offense, particularly with a week rest in the Chicago game.
Oh, no doubt. Without a doubt. But see, it's the thing you got to understand, man, is this. This is the postseason. There's no tomorrow. You ain't got another thing. You got to get it done now within 60 minutes. It's, you can't be thinking, oh, I got to get by. No, you're trying to not only – you going to be happy being in the playoffs, or you trying to advance deep in the playoffs. And I hope their mindset is, hey, we're trying to advance deeper, so we got to do whatever it takes to win this game. They already got their back against the wall with the two injuries. They already behind the eight ball because guess what? They ain't the favorites picked in this game, is they? No, they done lost two games, and they haven't played well on defense and offense in the last two games because we didn't win the game. So going into the playoff with that momentum, that's an L already on their mentally. So they got to erase that and come out on fire from the start to the finish and let the chips play what it is.
Let me ask you about a guy in the NFL future. You used to train Tyler Johnson. Obviously, he had one of the best receiving days in college football, the entire college football season the other day. It was unbelievable in the Outback Bowl. You've known Tyler for a long time, and you've played in the NFL. What's his future?
Oh, he got a bright future ahead of him. I tell you what, Matt, this kid has got the talent off the charts. When you're talking about getting open, going after the ball in his hands, to me, I'm so excited, and I'm glad he had to go out to the Outback Bowl and play against Auburn, where you guys did not. They keep not giving him his credit, think he can't do it. But to do what he did against Auburn, come on, man. Everybody know that's SEC. Auburn ain't no slouch now.
He
Auburn
took him apart, man. He just flat out took him apart, didn't he?
Exactly. But, boy, I'm so proud of him because that's a kid that's been battle-tested, Matt. When I'm telling battle-tested, he's from North Minneapolis. And North Minneapolis, they don't think those kids can do it.
Yep.
That done did everything in his right power to continue to maximize his full potential and be a stepping stone to these young kids that looking up to him.
Yep.
So I got all faith in him that he's going to do the right thing. You can't find nothing on this kid that can show you that he can't help a program. He can't be a team player, or he can't be successful in the NFL. I don't play against a lot of receivers, but I know that young kid, he got it. He got it.
And like, who would you compare him to in the NFL?
Comparing Tyler, it's a little different. It's a little different over here. I put it like this. I give you, I don't know. I ain't going to compare him because at the end of the day, he don't want to be compared. I know he's working hard to be the best that he can be for Tyler Johnson. Everybody got to look at something where you see a kid and everybody want to say similar, who he out to. But at the end of the day, all these kids come to here trying to make a stand for themselves. So I'm quite sure Tyler going to take this approach, his training all season, and depending on what happens, where he go at, he going to excel. He's battle tested, man. I'm quite sure this is dream. It's right in front of him. When you have that right there, man, sky's the limit. I know he ain't going to let nothing stop him.
All right, Tyrone, you didn't either, and you came from Pompano Beach, and you made it. And we're proud of you for that, and we thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks for the update on the basketball game.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You take care. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.